you know, this is the season, and there are a lot of different things that are going on around the city that you know, people can engage in. One of those things would be the Nativity exhibit. It's over on Frankfort Avenue. And introduce our guest this morning,
Laura. This is Liz Burkhart from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Howdy, Liz.
How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, they're from, her and her husband are fresh from Alabama. How'd you feel about that Bama loss?
Oh, that was pretty hard.
Brutal.
We don't want to even talk about that, do we?
Okay. All right, just thought I'd throw that in there.
You didn't. You weren't one of the ones who sent a death threat, though, to the kicker, were you?
No.
Okay,
no.
At least you're not going to admit that on the air, right?
Because we have friends who are Auburn fans, too.
Oh, yeah.
See? Oh, let's all get along and play nice.
It was a sad loss for them. But.
All right. Kay, tell us about the Nativity exhibit and when it is, what's going on.
Well, the Nativity exhibit starts this Thursday, and it has been going on for, this is our fifth year. It's a wonderful exhibit. Last year they had over 500 nativities inside the church, plus a live nativity outside the church. So you can come and drive through, and especially since it's going to be nice and chilly this weekend, you can come in and warm up.
Yeah.
And go to the different rooms. There's different rooms. We have an international room with nativities from all over the world. We have a children's room where the kids can come in. They can dress up. The whole family can dress up. We'll take a picture of you. You can get it online. All this is free. No parking fees or anything. It's just a gift to the community. We have people from the whole community participating. That goes from 1 until 9 each day. And from 1 until 9, we have live music. People from Texas Tech, people from different churches, people from high schools and middle schools are coming to perform for us.
Oh, wonderful.
There's a little orchestra and a nativity choir that has community members singing in it. So you can come, you can look at the nativities, you can go into the artist room where you'll find artwork that people in the area have done and based on the nativity. And you can just relax a little bit and start your Christmas season peacefully.
Take a deep breath.
And and focusing on the whole reason that we even celebrate right now.
Yes.
It's and not that, about shopping and buying presents. It's about the nativity.
It is. And you go in, and in fact, yesterday I was there helping set up and walked into the international room, and I just went, oh, yeah. This is the reason we have Christmas.
Right.
And so it's wonderful for families. It's wonderful for people who like artwork and music. It's wonderful to get warm this weekend.
Yeah. Come in out of the cold.
We would love to have everybody come down. I think last year the attendance was over 3,000 people.
Wow.
And so we're excited to have people come and see.
Okay.
Well, now it's open. You said every day. Every day of the week?
Thursday. It starts Thursday tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
At 1 o'clock and goes until 9 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And then our kind of capstone concert is a live broadcast of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on Sunday evening. And people can come and we'll have a big screen and they can sit. And every year the choir does a devotional, a Christmas devotional, and you can come and watch that in a warm, toasty place.
Sure. So the Nativity exhibit itself is this week only?
This week
all
only.
Through? Okay.
Nope, this week only.
Gotcha.
Just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So one of those, be there.
1 to 9.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. And this is we're located at the LDS Church, which is at 7014 Frankfort Avenue.
Okay. Awesome. Hey, appreciate you sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know about that.
We should
have a good turnout.
Oh, I think we will. And we're so excited about sharing this with the community, and everybody is, we've had people donate. One lady called me and she said, I have 50 nativities.
Wow.
And we said, come on down.
Yeah.
So if you have a special nativity and you would still like to have it come, you can still bring it today between 2 and 7.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Thanks for
Liz Burkhart. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Sorry about Alabama.
It's okay.
I know.
They'll recuperate.
All right.